distributed all over the world. We sell to Australia, New Zealand, Germany, India, the Indian Ocean Islands, the UAE, England, the UK, Sweden. Our products are sold really everywhere in the world.
Yesterday, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we met Wally and Tammy Fry of Fry's Vegetarian. We're excited to be back in their factory in South Africa again today to learn more about the Fry's Vegetarian line of products, some of which have won accolades from international associations. Just this year, Fry's was awarded by Viva, Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, for the best ready-to-cook meat alternatives. And the Vegan Society of the UK distinguished Fry's with the Best Vegan Burger Award.
Wally, what is your product made of?
I would say that probably wheat protein and soy protein are probably the highest on the list of ingredients.
Is your wheat GMO-free?
Our wheat is very much GMO-free, but the big one is soy, because that's the buzzword in the world at the moment. It's very difficult to do it because we import our soy from the United States, and we import it from various countries in the world. And in the United States, for example, 75% of the crop is now GMO. So it's very difficult to get it from there because it has to be identity preserved, and you pay a huge premium in the world for GM-free soy. It's a huge premium. You'll pay 30 to 40% premium on the price of non-GM soy products. But we do that because we've got a passion about the whole GM issue.
Why is it important for you to use GMO-free products?
We were the first company in South Africa to have a non-GM claim on our packaging. Vegetarians generally are aware and they're conscious of this whole GM thing, where scientists are genetically modifying seed crops by implanting chromosomes from bacteria into the chromosome of the plant. They shoot the bacterium or the chromosomes into the DNA of the soy plant or of the maize plant. They're not sure of what result they'll get, so every time they produce some seeds, they've got to do what they call crop testing. And some of these crop testings have failed. And in some cases, seeds have been sent out onto the market where whole crops have failed because they weren't properly tested. I've also heard that they're having adverse effects on human beings' health. People that say it are convinced. And when you hear them speaking, they're very totally convinced that some of the bad health that's going on in the United States at the moment is attributable to genetically altering the crops that they're eating. So we're just very strong about, look, let's just stick to the natural things as much as we can, as much as is possible.
Are your products vegetarian or vegan?
Our products are very much vegan.
So they're all vegan?
100%, every one of them, yeah.
And why is that?
Well, I think, you know, if you're going to do this thing, then you need to do it properly. If you're going to support, milk and cheese and even egg consumption, or you're going to use it as raw materials in your food products, then you're supporting the same system, really. And the same system will slaughter all those dairy cows. They're going to slaughter all the calves that are born, all the male calves that are born to the dairy cows before they can walk. They're going to slaughter the male chickens when they're a day old. They're going to put them through macerators because the chicken layer, the egg layers are the female chickens. So one way or the other, if you're going to do it, then you might as well do it holistically, you know, and do the vegan thing.
How many animals have you saved from slaughter through your sales of replaceable meals?
We probably produced, about 5,000 tons of fries this year. So 5,000 tons of dead cows. Is a lot of cows. I haven't worked it out, but it's probably in the hundreds of thousands, and it's only a small thing, really, because billions of cows are dying. every year billions. But it's an important beginning of something for us. And we're not the only company that's fighting this battle to help people stop eating meat. So us and the others all combining, that drop in the ocean, or rather, it did soon become a whole sea.
We'll be right back after this brief message to learn more about the ethical, environmental, and health benefits of the sumptuous vegan diet. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. We asked Tammy Fry to share her opinions on why it is so important to abstain from animal-based products.
Two of the biggest benefits, I would say, would be the environment and for humanity. When I say the environment, I'm talking about global warming. I just have some statistics which I'd like to read. Eating meat is one of the greatest causes of global warming. By eating lower on the food chain, ideally in all plant-based diets, humankind can take an essential and enormous step in reducing global warming. A 2006 UN Food and Agriculture Organization report concludes that global animal agriculture contributes more greenhouse gas emissions and CO2 equivalents, an astonishing 18% of the total, more than all forms of transportation. Furthermore, the global warming potential and effects of these gases is more striking, since methane and nitrous oxide are 23 and 296 times more harmful than carbon dioxide.
Other than the fact that animals produce greenhouse gases, how do you answer the question about the Amazon being chopped down to grow crops? Because you are using soya and wheat in your product.
Okay, I'd love to answer that question, because all the meat eaters throw that one at me. But the truth of it is, only 15% of the total cereals, grain, rice, wheat, soy, millet, all of that, all of those monoculture farming methods all over the world are fed to human beings. The other is all grown to feed cows and chickens and pigs and goats and whatever other animals people are eating. Even fish, where they do fish farms, they're feeding them with grains. We're growing these monocultures to feed our meat-eating habits on this planet. And so if we would stop that, we would stop the denuding of the Amazon jungle and of the Madagascan jungles and so on and so forth, we would stop that. So, yes, stop eating meat, and I'll stop chopping the Amazon jungle down.
Remember that while all of this maize is being fed to animals, children are dying from malnutrition and from starvation. And I think that's a very important thing for people to keep in mind if they decide to become vegetarian, that they're not just doing it for the environment, they're also doing it for humanity.
Do you think vegetarianism as a diet is a suitable diet for people of all ages and athletic people, sports people living an active lifestyle?
Definitely. I've been a vegetarian from birth, so I've never eaten meat. I'm a very healthy person, the same as my parents, who are slightly older. They also haven't eaten meat for ages. They don't suffer from arthritis and these diseases that you get when you normally get older.
Yeah.
And then I have my baby, who is a vegetarian and also very, very healthy. My whole family are sports fanatics. My father is a fifth Dan karateka. He's also was a Springbok water skier for 11 years. He also kite surfs and he surfs, and he doesn't require supplementation for his diet. And I've been in the national karate team for 11 years. I only retired last year when I fell pregnant, and I've never felt that I need to supplement my diet. I still have muscles the same as someone who eats meat has muscles. I can still perform at a very high level without needing meat or animal products.
We congratulated Tammy on her recent baby and asked how it was like to have a vegetarian pregnancy.
I went through my pregnancy without using any animal products, of course. I also didn't need to supplement with multivitamins and all these things that you're supposed to supplement your diet with when you're pregnant. And I had a healthy 4.5 kg boy, which I delivered naturally.
That's fantastic. And how's he doing now?
He's very healthy. He's very strong. He's he is a very big boy. Not fat, but very big and strong. And he seems to have developed very quickly. He's crawling at 7 months. He was sitting very early. He got his teeth very early. So he's a very strong, healthy boy.
With benefits abound, is vegetarianism a diet destined for everyone?
Well, you know, a lot of religions in the world advocate a vegetarian lifestyle. At the end of the day, whether you are religiously inclined, or whether you are moralistically inclined, or whether you are worried about a healthful way of living, or whether you join an animal rights group because you're worried about the pain that the cows go through, or whatever it is that starts it, truth is truth. You have to stop eating meat. And even clever people like Einstein said it. So yeah, I don't think it's got to do with religious groupings or with anything else except the fact that the truth is, whether you're a child or a religious person, we're going to have to stop eating meat.
Okay. Do you have any last messages for our viewers?
Human beings are going to have to stop choosing which animals they don't want to die. They're going to have to stop choosing that. I don't want the whales to die, because they like the whales. If you're an impala, or you're an elephant, or you're a whale, and a human takes you out, or you're a cow, or a chicken, or a pig, or a goat, or a sheep, the truth of the matter is dead is dead. And so people, you know, will eat fish, but bemoan the state of the whales, because it suits them to eat the fish. So the fish part is almost like an illusion. They don't see that as being an issue, but the whale is an issue. People are going to have to come to their senses at some time and realize that all animals are the same. They're all animals. They're still taking a life form with violent death. And dead is dead. So I just think that that's a very important message that I'd like to put over for people to maybe consider. That open your eyes and see everything in the creation.
We thank Wally and Tammy Fry for opening their doors and spending time with us. Indeed, by availing such convenient, healthy and delicious vegan items, companies like Fry Group Foods add appeal and delight in making positive dietary changes. We wish you much success in transforming the vitality of our humanity and planet through every Fry's vegetarian package. And to our caring audience, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples coming up next. Wishing you a serene weekend in the grace of God and comfort of all close companions. For a visual sample of Fry's vegetarian products and more information on vegetarianism, please visit friesvegetarian.co.za.
I wanted to just slip one more final message in, and that message is: be veg, go green, and save the planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.